from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There was a tweet that was sent by Cody, and now there's been another one. That it relates to a bigger issue this go around.
I'm getting a little too loose.
This one I get, though. The one from a week ago was just in reference to a Bobby Wood Jr. home run, and Cody made an erection comment.
Oh, I saw that one too, actually.
And it didn't seem like the 40-year-old dad tweeting that was just not right.
Uncomfortable for everybody, you're saying.
So that was last week.
That's fair.
Fast forward to this weekend, I get this one a little bit more because we've discussed this NFL top 100 list for years. We've all acknowledged that. It's something that's voted on mid-season. Most players you talk to never really remember how they voted. They give them a sheet of paper in the locker room, they quickly fill it out, and they forget about it. They don't even make it seem like it's that big of a deal. And then it comes out in August, and it's this fully produced show on NFL Network, and everybody freaks out about it. And it's supposed to be based off of last season's like in-season accomplishment, but also with the understanding of, I thought, common sense.
Yeah, I thought like maybe you would vote him number one for just the second time in his time in the league.
If you hadn't seen it by now, I'm sure you did, but number one, as in the number one player in the league voted on by his peers, was Tyreek Hill. Number two was Lamar Jackson. Number three was
the number one quarterback.
Number three was Christian McCaffrey, and number four was Patrick Mahomes, and then there were some other Chiefs we'll get to in the top 10, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But Patrick Mahomes being four, like it is,
it's a joke.
The list, if you ever thought it had any ounce of relevance still, it's gone. It's flat out gone. If you would have told me Mahomes was one and McCaffrey was two and Lamar was three and Tyreek was four, that's what I was expecting.
Tyreek is a top 10 NFL player. There's no doubt about that. He's not the number one player. That's Patrick Mahomes forever.
Yes. I don't care how Mahomes was playing in November or December when they voted on this. He was still it has been the best quarterback in the NFL. So it's stupid. Honestly, I'm done with the list forever now.
Yeah. Trent McDuffie wasn't even on it. Creed Humphrey, I don't think, was on it. Like, the list is a joke. It means nothing. The players are worse at essentially all-star voting than fans are at all-star voting for as many complaints they've made over the years of that. The list is dead. The NFL 100 is dead on this show.
And it's great. The Chiefs
mean anything.
Chiefs had multiple players in the top 10. You had Chris Jones, Kelce, and Mahomes. You're feeling good about that. Doesn't matter anymore. It's over. It's flat out over. And you were so upset that Tyreek Hill was number one, as were many, many people. And
yeah, it's offensive.
You took the time to hurl an insult towards the former Chiefs wide receiver.
Maybe I think I spoke a fact. We can put this up to the people, and then they can decide. If you're not on social media, this will be your first time hearing it. The NFL sent out the thing and said, number one, Tyreek Hill. The NFL top 100 reveals their rankings. Mm-hmm. I then quote tweeted that with this exact sentence, so there's no misinformation out there. It said, number one at getting someone pregnant, maybe. To which then he quote tweeted it about a half hour later and suggested that he knew he was under people's skin because of this, because now it was getting personal with some laughing emojis.
He did go personal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did share facts. I mean,
he is number one. Is he not number one at that right now?
Nick Cannon
is at least on the sideline for the time being. So
yeah, he took a hiatus.
So Nick Cannon's on a break. So at the moment, Tyreek Hill.
He discovered a condom is what happened.
According to reports, and which are reports he has not denied, he has 5 different moms this year he's expected to have a child with. 5!
He's got 6 confirmed children, 4 different women, and yeah, as you said, there's some ongoing paternity testing and things like that. So you went personal, you hurled an insult. I think Chiefs fans enjoyed the comment, others not so much. Your mentions were a disaster on Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday or Friday,
whatever it is. I muted them pretty quick. Somebody did, like, there were some funny jokes in there. Someone said, that's only because Cromartie and Rivers retired. Good joke, really appreciate that. Someone, and you know, like there were the Nick Cannon stuff, but there were some people who were like, what are you number one in?
Oh boy.
And I was like, great call. And I was like, what do you want me to respond to?
Yeah,
this?
I went through your mentions to see. There was some, there were some people that were pretty upset with me. There were some jokes about
you. They called me classless. Well, said it was a terrible thing to say. It's not an, this is why I don't feel bad. It is not inaccurate. It is not an inaccurate statement. He didn't even deny its accuracy in his quote tweet of it. It's a simple fact.
That's your leg to stand on.
He is number one at that. He's like a top 10 NFL player, and he's number one currently in the league at pregnancy. That's it. That's his number one. That's he's no doubt about it. I don't feel bad about it. Oh, man. He found that tweet.
Be honest. Like, had
when you
send
those out, you don't actually
on.
Think.
Be honest. Had you consumed an alcoholic beverage prior to sending the tweet?
Yes.
I figured. No way sober Cody just sends that out. No chance.
I was a couple in. I saw that and I thought, this is funny. And I'm going to send it. And then I didn't think of it. And so I'll be honest. It got so much traction so quick. I had the brief moment of like, oof. I was like, for a minute, I was like, do I need to take this down? And then Tyreek quote tweeted. I'm like, well, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. So it's just up forever now. Mentions muted, and then he's just going to have to...
Someone's mad you muted your mentions.
Yeah, they're disappointed.
They said, stand behind your comments, man.
I didn't delete
it. Stand on business, Cody.
What do you want me to do? Just see the mentions forever? They clog up the timeline. I didn't say people... I didn't mute... hold on. I didn't mute them in the sense that people can't comment. I just muted my scene.
Imagine saying that since 20 years ago. They clog up the timeline. Like, what?
Yeah, I didn't mute.
Funny.
Like, you can, like, mute replies or... I didn't do that. Anybody's allowed to reply. Anyone's allowed... I'm not seeing what people are saying.
You're on quite the heater right now, I must say, with your tweets, you know?
I'm going to get myself in
trouble.
That's
2 tweets in a row. I don't know what... Someone said, did you have a 3rd tweet about the pole vaulter who, unfortunately, did not get a gold medal because of his equipment there? Yeah.
He should have plenty of endorsement opportunities. I got to be honest.
I don't think he should be ashamed at all. Yeah.
That's a tough way to lose a medal, though.
It's a tough way.
But at least if you're going to lose it, those circumstances don't seem all that bad.
Better than just tripping or something. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No tweet about that, because that's 2 tweets in a row that have had to do with, basically fertility and sex. And I don't know what you have planned this week.
A baby announcement. Another one.
I don't know. I got to be careful, I guess. I'm not sure what's...
You got 2.2 million views on the tweet about Tyreek Hill.
It said I had like 12,000 profile views. So like clearly what happened was people were on there and they're like, okay, who's this clown? they had to see. And it's just like, midday, host of Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio.
I saw the tweet. I stayed away. I did not retweet. The other one I interacted with, I quote tweeted. I was
you just dodged
away.
That
I
one?
Was staying away.
The first one I saw,
one.
And I was, it was one of the first days I was on vacation. I was like, I will act like we didn't see.
But well, you're on vacation. I get that. No need for you to
he
get
He did
there.
Quote tweet my song last week. He seemed to enjoy that.
Fantastic. That's what I said.
I bet it was fantastic for you to
fantastic.
Hear.
Fantastic.
I showed it to Bree, and she was like, oh my goodness.
I don't think anybody was expecting Low by Flo Rida for that one, but no, it worked out great. I hope I drove them some business last week. Good times, man. I'll be careful. I think, you know what it is? I've really toned down over the last couple of years of like firing off stuff like that. And I had 2 in a week. I have like, you know, I've taken a more moderate approach, I would say generally, to my social media than I would have in like those younger days. And then it's 2 in a row, and I'm like, man, am I just getting out of control, or am I just feeling a little more loose?
Can you promise me one thing?
Sure.
That if we're lucky enough to be doing this show together, fast forward, I don't know.
10 years from now?
I'll call it 10 years from now when Desmond, your son, and Ruby for that matter too, but
they might have a social media.
Well, teenage years, and start to get more of these tweets that you just sent out. Mm-hmm. I want them to come on this show and read old tweets from dad. Oh, and I want them to come in studio and read the tweet that you said, not only to Tyreek Hill, but specifically the one last week where you were commenting on a home run for Bobby Wood Jr.
And I said if an erection lasts longer than 4 hours to consult a physician.
I want you to have that segment on the show in 10 years.
We need to start
That's probably how I should start tweeting, is that I should just start thinking about if my kids have to read these on the air 10 years
tweets
from now,
from dad.
Am I okay
Old
with it?
Old tweets from dad, a new segment on Cody and Gold in 2033.
Play like classical piano music.
We're probably not that far away from it. You know, my oldest daughter's 8.
I know, but she'll be old enough to wear
13, 14?
Is that, so like 15?
Prime embarrassment 15 years by or 16.
No, but the content of said tweets.
Oh, I don't know, 14's probably fine.
So we need to start bookmarking Cody's tweets then.
Yeah,
so we have them in the vault so we know.
We will not forget, I don't think.
So 6 years from now, we can do that segment if I'm still firing off inappropriate tweets, which seems at this point likely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.